Spring wheat yields in North Dakota look promising, with estimates nearing 50 bushels an acre. That's the consensus from the Wheat Quality Council tour, which wrapped up Thursday. South Dakota Wheat Commission Executive Reed Christofferson took part in the tour and files this report.
Well, it looks good, and this is a 49.5 bushel average on a prediction. It's very possible that state average is going to come in much higher. The tour averages have been maintained since 2002, and this is a new high for the spring wheat tour across North Dakota and northern South Dakota.
17 cars manned by 65 wheat industry professionals evaluated 446 wheat fields in North Dakota and northern South Dakota. The crop tour, prior to harvest, gives the wheat industry an early look at expected yields. Christofferson says this year's spring wheat tour consisted primarily of millers and bakers.
As a driver of one of the cars, it was fun. At any given time, I might have representatives from three different competing grain buyers or mills riding in the vehicle. It's fun to see the interchange and the discussion between them.
Overall, Christofferson says disease was not a widespread concern with this crop, although wind and hail took its toll in some areas. He says farmers can't rest easy until harvest is complete.
There's a lot of days yet before that's going to be in the bin, so we continue to watch the weather. And as we came across northern South Dakota, of course, we saw the tragic results of the hail near Bristol, and that's a reality that is always out there.
The South Dakota Wheat Checkoff supports the activities of the Wheat Quality Council. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Wheat Commission.